This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of What's New in History. We like to say the future's a mystery, but what's new in history? And today I'm joined with my regular fan of history co-host, the fantastic Dan Horning in Sweden. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Bernie.
I usually just introduce these episodes to Dan like last second. I'm like, well, here's the one I got. Here's the article I have. And he saw them. He's like, this is amazing. So we're all excited about this one, right?
Oh, yes.
So this is from BBC News and the science department. I got it from a link. I'll put the link in the show notes, of course. And the title is Huge Ancient Lost City Found in Amazon. You know, you might have like heard of these before, you think, no big deal. This one is a super big deal because it's in the Amazon. So this article, it kind of really goes piece by piece. I can just go through it and tell you. So we're talking about the Amazon now. The Amazon is not like the Maya areas or Mexico where we know that, you know, they've found cities for hundreds of years. We know that there's been cities there and pyramids and things. But they always just figured that the Amazon was just, you know, jungle. And because today, you know, a lot of people living in the tribes living in the Amazon, there's all these indigenous tribes. So, you know, most of us just figured that most people just thought that for that was just how it always was.
I think I've said that on our show, actually, that everything happened in Mexico and in Peru and definitely not in the Amazon.
Right. That's what we always thought.
But this is fan of history time.
It is. It is fan of history time. So, this is where this was, is in eastern Ecuador. And if you listened to the episode that I did on the Maya, which was similar, it was a LIDAR scan. This is also a LIDAR scan. It's a similar time frame. So this huge ancient city is found in the Amazon, hidden by years of lush vegetation. It's in Ecuador. And it's in the shadow of a volcano that this area created rich soils. You know, like you said, we know about the other places in Peru and in Mexico and stuff, but we didn't think that much was going on here. I did have mentioned this before in Fan of History that we do think that there was trade and there was, well, we know that there was some trade going on. A lot of the people from the Amazon were trading with them with the Chauvin and things like that because there's different goods. So there was trade networks, but they still figured that, you know, those were kind of like the backward people living there and that, you know, the more city dwellers would have been in South America, on the coast, I should say, on the other coast and in Mexico. But they obviously now – this is brand new too. This article is from January 11th. So
we should credit the science reporter.
Oh, yeah. Let me credit the science reporter, Georgina Renard. She's the science reporter.
Good work, Georgina.
Yes. And quote from the article, "This is older than any other site we know in the Amazon. We have a Eurocentric view of civilization, but this shows we have to change our idea about what is culture and civilization," says Professor Stephen Rostein, who's the director of investigation for the National Center of Scientific Research in France. He's the guy that led the research. He says it changes the way we see Amazonian cultures. Most people picture small groups, probably naked, living in huts and clearing land. This shows ancient people lived in complicated urban societies. So, yeah, like you said, this city was built around 2,500 years ago, which is squarely in the fan of history time frame, which is, you know, 500 BC. And people lived there for up to 1,000 years. It's difficult for them to say how many lived there, but they say it's certainly in the 10,000s, which is a lot. We're talking 500 BC. I mean, Babylon was probably a big city, but the Athens and stuff, they were starting to get bigger, but there weren't huge cities. To say the 10,000s is a lot in the Amazon. It says, if not the 100,000s.
Which would make it the biggest city at the time in all of America.
I mean, crazy, right?
This is like finding Mohenjo-Daro.
It really is. It really is. I think this is going to be something that will probably, for the rest of our lifetimes, you know, me and you, there will still be things that will be unfound. I mean, imagine if they find writing.
Oh, my God.
Right. So they combined ground excavations and with a survey of 300 square kilometers, which is 116 square miles. They flew the LIDAR on a plane. So if you listen to my episode on LIDAR, that was one of the plane flying over types. What they found was 6,000 rectangular platforms measuring about 20 meters by 10 meters, and they were 2 to 3 meters high, arranged in groups of 3 to 6 units around a plaza with a central platform. They believe there's many homes, some for ceremonial for purposes, and one platform included a 140-meter by 40-meter platform, which that is 459 feet by 131 feet, which were built by cutting into hills and creating a platform on the top of the earth. And the other cool thing, just like they have in the Maya world, which, you know, shows that there was some connection, obviously, they found paths and canals and roads similar to the Maya roads, and they're straight. That's the one thing about American roads in this time. They're very straight because they didn't have wheels. So they didn't – not why. So they believe that the roads were kind of like ceremonial. They were long and they were used. Obviously, they were probably used for trade and other things. But they kept them super straight, which is really interesting. So there must be like a ritual or ceremonial or religious maybe aspect to these roads because, like I say, they were super, super straight. And, you know, you're thinking you're building in the jungle, you would, like, follow curves and natural paths of animals and things, but...
Well, even if you're using only pack animals to transport things, it's better if the road is straight, right?
Yeah, I would think. It just doesn't seem so important, you know? Like, we're pretty modern here, and our roads aren't straight. You know, in our city they are, but these were, like, connecting areas and stuff. Let's see, what else does it say here? Yeah, so they believe that the causeways had these ditches and they managed the abundant water in the region. It says there were signs of threats to the cities because there was ditches that blocked entrances to the settlements and, you know, that kind of thing. Interestingly, they found evidence of a city in the 1970s, but it's taken 25 years of research and, you know, to get to this level. Of course, the technology with the LIDAR is amazingly helpful.
Yeah, they needed LIDAR to do this.
Right. And like you said, this is bigger. This is this could be the biggest city in the Americas, bigger than the Maya cities.
And bigger than the Olmec cities.
Yeah.
But who ever could threaten this city?
The volcano.
Oh, but if they had like... like protection things against humans, who are those humans? Maybe there's another city like this one.
That's a good freaking point. Wow, that's a really good point.
But this is an incredibly amazing find.
Incredible.
It's like it makes you start to wonder if it's like the Bimini Road, that it's some sort of natural thing that is mistaken for a city here.
Oh, I don't think so.
There definitely needs to be a lot more research put into this.
Oh, for sure.
Because they still don't have any artifacts from the area, right?
Well, they said they dug. Let me see what it says. Yes, they do. Let's see what it says. Oh. Here, what we got. Here's one of the quotes. Imagine you discovered another civilization like the Maya, but with completely different architecture, land use, and ceramics. Says some of the findings are unique for South America. That's because of the different patterns. You know, in Maya, they would have these special patterns, and this has these octagonal planned platforms. It says, though, well, here's what they said. They do found something. It says, not a huge amount is known about the people who lived there and what their societies were like, but pits and hearts were found in the platforms, as well as jars, stones, and stones to grind plants and burnt seeds. And they found burnt seeds, too.
Wow.
There was one part where I thought he said something like he was just really, you know, nobody believed him. Maybe I read it in a different article. He said, you know, nobody believed him. And he spent, you know, this guy who did the research has been saying it for years. There's something here. There's something here. So I'll put the link in the show notes for this one. And you guys check it out yourself. I think it's going to be something we'll keep our eye on, don't you think?
Oh, yes. For the rest of our time on this earth.
Yeah, you're into this, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If you see where it is now that I'm looking at on the map, it is on the western coast of South America. And so if you go north, you end up in the, you know, the isthmus there, and you'll be closer to the Maya areas and the Olmec areas. And if we go south, you'll run into those other in the Andes. So, yeah, man, this is a city in between those. It just happened to be covered with a lot of jungle. There's probably, Dan, you know, there's probably a lot of, you know, colonists like there were in Greece and stuff, you know, where these people move out of their city and they find some place. And then, you know, let's say they found this good soil by the volcano and they started using it and clear out some land. You know, in 100 years, you have this little city started. And then maybe in a couple hundred years, people start coming to it and it becomes a big ass city.
And it's always very good to live close to a volcano, especially after an eruption. But there will be another eruption, perhaps, and that's maybe what ended this.
Yeah, that's the theory, that there's probably an eruption and it ended it.
But living close to a volcano is a great idea as long as there is not an eruption, because the soil is so good.
Yeah. And there's probably a lot of obsidian, which is a great trade good.
Yeah, but who were they trading with?
They'll definitely were trading up and down the coastlines here, for sure.
I think there is more places to be discovered.
Yeah, I think so. I was when I did that LIDAR episode too, I was thinking, imagine if you could just like LIDAR the whole world, like with a satellite.
Yeah, it makes me wonder also what was the climate like in the Western Amazon at this time?
I would hazard a guess that this is in Ecuador, so this is on the equator. I'm going to say hot as hell and lots of mosquitoes.
But it's probably also quite high. It's far above the ocean. So yeah. It might be cold or at least colder and nicer than being in like the coastal Amazon in Brazil.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that was the more wild part of the Amazon. Maybe this eastern part had more. Well, it's like you said, it's going to be a thing. We're going to keep finding out more and more. I'm glad historians are looking for it, to be honest with you. So that is our episode of What's New in History. If you guys have any comments on it, well, we don't have comments on podcasts, so you'll have to just email us with them. What is our email address, Dan?
Simwaypodcast@gmail.com. Simway with a Z, simwaypodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
There is even a Wikipedia site for the Upano Valley sites.
Oh.
Now. So it says that it's founded in 500 BC, around there. and abandoned sometime between 300 and 600. But it's all talking about things from the article.
Yeah. Well, let's keep our eye on that. You know, I'm going to make a note in the 500s BC, when we get to like the one of the Americas, maybe like right around 500. We'll see if what we have any more information on that place.
They call this the Killamopi or the Upano culture.
Okay.
And they found residue of shika.
Oh, the beer.
Yes, maize-based alcoholic drink, which is found at many places in pre-Columbian South America.
It reminds me of like I can never pronounce it, Göbekli Tepe, you know, where they, I think they might have been making beer up that and that, those up there, and people come to the cities to get their beer.
And they haven't found any other known complex Amazonian society that is younger than, they haven't found any other known complex Amazonian society for 1,000 years after this. So this predates any other find by over 1,000 years.
Could you imagine? It must have been like a mystical city too, like if people, but you wouldn't even know it was there. It could just be just gone. We don't even know it was there until now. Wow.
And it's really published in January 2024, so it's so new.
It is. Let's keep our eye on this one.
It's not clear how they dated it, but if they found seeds and stuff, maybe that's the dating technology.
Yeah. It really does sound similar to the Maya stuff to me, the roads. I mean, obviously, the way they aligned up their platforms was different religiously, but, you know, the things you would see. And the chica that people drank. Yeah. Super interesting. All right, let's keep our eye on this one, guy. And hey, if you guys know anything else about it, please send us away. I love to talk about it. As long as, like I say, no crazy stuff. No flat earther stuff.
All right. Wow, good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.